When did every day start feeling the same? I'm not talking about burnout or some kind of crisis. I'm just talking about something quieter than that. And honestly, I found it hard to name when I went through it. There was just this monotony to my day. The kids were younger and I was a single mother working freelance and trying to fit in a relationship. Then one day when I was looking back over the last few days and weeks, it kind of hit me how they had all rolled into one. It was like one day just looked very much like the next, and I was busy and I kept up as always. I did what I needed to do because that is who I am. But somewhere in all of that, while life felt fine and there was nothing really wrong, I recognised that I was going through it. Going through the motions. There's a particular kind of restlessness that comes with this. It sits there underneath everything, like whispering like something is slightly off, that the days feel a little bit too predictable, that you can't quite remember the last time something surprised you or delighted you or just felt like it was actually yours. Most of us don't stop to name it. We assume it's tiredness. We tell ourselves we just need like a long weekend break or a weekend with nothing in it or just to get to the end of a busy season. And sometimes that helps. But sometimes you take that long weekend break and come back and the sameness is still there. It's waiting. That's when it hit me. The problem wasn't that I was tired. The problem was I had stopped choosing. Not all at once, but just like gradually. And so the days started running themselves. I got up at the same time. I followed the same routine. I ate the same lunches. I had the same conversations. And none of it was bad. It was just quite deliberate. So here's a question I keep coming back to and the one I want to leave with you today. When was the last time you deliberately chose something different? I'm not talking about a life overhaul or a big decision here, just something small and conscious and yours. A different route to work, a different way to spend an hour, something you did because you wanted to for you. I didn't realise it at the time, but I had come up with something I now call a live it list. Now my only goal is to help women who feel a little fed up with the monotony of their day to figure out something small that will bring in joy. Just one small, deliberate choice. Write it down and then go ahead and live it.